So I want to play you guys this audio that's gone viral. And it is of a New York blowhard, as they say, in the ticket liners. He is named Don LaGreca. And apparently he's the co-host of the Michael Kay Show. Okay, so it's ESPN New York. I thought it was WFAN. It's ESPN New York. And the Yes Network, so it's on TV, too. And Michael Kay is
the Yankees guy, right?
The Yankees guy. And so it's called the Michael Kay Show, but this guy is the co-host. And I guess Michael Kay wasn't in one day, and he was taking some phone calls. And let's just enjoy a radio meltdown.
All right, let's go to Mike in Manalapan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I was originally calling in to talk about the Michael and A-Rod thing, but then, Don, you made, I mean, one of the most moronic comments.
All right, that's bold. Go ahead.
And it actually...
Now he's got, look at those cool sound effects he's got for him, Ham. They mentioned that, and all of a sudden he's got the symbol. And,
yeah, he didn't play that. I think you should leave drop.
These guys are rolling.
Go ahead.
And it actually proves why you two would fail if Michael wasn't part of the show.
Oh, no.
I mean, your comment about Joey Gallo, and I'm a Mets fan, saying why are they offended by him? Because he bats 160. They're not. Whenever they play against good teams, Don, you need everybody in the lineup to contribute. So when he fails and strikes out, doesn't get a sack fly in the playoffs.
All right, more. Well, you really,
out matters in the playoffs.
But are we in the playoffs? Wait a minute. Wait. I got to defend myself. Being basically a loser. I should be allowed to defend myself.
I'm putting him on hold because he can't be quiet.
Because I don't want to disconnect him. We can interact. Get him off hold. No. Are we in the playoffs yet? Joey Gallo hurt this team? We're not in the playoffs yet. Do you really think Joey Gallo is going to get at bats in the playoffs? Do you really think, come on, do you really think he's going to be allowed to hurt the Yankees in the postseason?
They haven't even made a trade, but your comment was, why are they offended by him? Because he stinks.
All right, but so he stinks, but he's not hurting you. So okay, why are you complaining? You've got the best team in baseball, and all they want to do is complain about Joey Gallo.
They don't beat any good teams. American League stinks, John. Don't be foolish.
I'm asking you a question. How has he hurt the Yankees? Yes. They've got the best record of baseball. They're off to their third best start in franchise history. Wait a minute. You basically said I said something moronic, that I have no career without Michael Kay. So let me ask you, how has he hurt the team?
Don, he bats 160, automatic out in the lineup.
All right. How has he hurt them?
Okay.
How has he hurt them?
So they've been playing.
You're not answering my question. How has he hurt them?
Yes. What would their record be?
What would their record be if he wasn't on the team?
Don, you sound pre-K. He makes outs, Don. That's how.
But they've got a 14-game lead in the division, yo. They've got a 14-game lead in the division. How is he hurting them? He's an automatic out. I agree.
Every time.
He gets on base 16% of the time. That's basically, or he gets a hit 16% of the time. How is he hurting them? They're 100 games above 500. They've got a 14-game lead in the division. How is he hurting the Yankees? And I guarantee you, on the souls of my children, he will not be on this team in the postseason if he continues hitting the way he's hitting. So how is he hurting?
Okay,
how?
So he is hurting the team. If he wasn't, then he would be on the playoffs,
no.
Don.
No, it's not hurting. Playing well. You're sound foolish because you don't answer. First of all, here's why you're a fool. You can't answer questions because I asked you 17 times. You haven't been able to give up with any kind of comprehensive answer on why he's hurting the team. Plus, I told you why he's in the lineup because he's a great fielder. You don't think fielding helps you win?
Out.
Does fielding help you win? Does fielding help you win? That's three times. Does fielding help you win? Four times I've asked. Does fielding help you win? Five times. All right. So on the fifth time, you finally answer the question. All right? So if so, how is he hurting them when they've got the best record in baseball and off to the third best start in the history of a franchise that does nothing but finish above 500? How is he hurting them? He's not. But I agree with you. Come postseason time, he's going to kill them. And guess what? He's going to be gone. They're already planning the exit strategy now. So how am I a moron?
Don, when the guy comes back, ask him how he's hurting him, and he'll have the same response I do.
You guys think this is what New York radio is?
God, that's just all the time exhausting.
We haven't got to the good part yet.
Okay.
It gets bigger. But
really good stuff.
It is very exhausting.
It sounds like a Norm post-game blow-up, right?
Yeah. But this is their regular thing, right? Every day. Yeah.
That's once a week during football season.
Like all day, they're rolling through calls every day.
And they both have hard, you know, East Coast accents. Yeah. Make it better.
He stinks and he's an automatic out.
Right. Okay. I agree with you.
Nonsense.
I agree with you.
Foolish.
But he's not hurting them at all. He's not hurting them at all.
He's an out.
But hold on. So what? There's got to be 27 out.
Like he's not, the host isn't getting tired of it?
I would love to see you get this fired up if someone called in about Cole Calhoun. You're just screaming back at him.
Call him a yo-yo.
Well, how about How about Joey Gallo? We had him here hitting 160 for a while.
Well, you wouldn't have a job without Bob.
He can't make all of them, and they're still, are they so good? What's their record without him? How can they have a better record than what they have?
Oh, my gosh. Don.
Well, no, you're oh, my God, to you.
Some of your comments are...
Hold on. You have no comments. I'm at least answering your question. Mike. All you say is Don. I know my name is Don. How is he hurting them?
The question. He gets an out every time.
But it's not hurting them. It's not hurting them. If he bats zero, the team is 40 games above 500. But you really think he's going to be on this team in the playoffs? Do you really believe he's going to be batting 160 and starting in the outfield and batting sixth for the Yankees in the postseason? Do you really think so?
So, Don, if they had a guy batting 300 in his spot, they'd be 25 games up. That's how he's hurting him.
Oh, my God.
Is that, you think so?
So that's what you need to do. Oh, stop with your Michael K. I'm on the air. I've worked at the Fan before Michael K. I do Ranger games without Michael K. 16 years doing pre and post for the Jets. Guess what? No Michael K. I got a podcast that's in the top 50 in every country on the planet. No Michael K. I've got two kids. I've got a wife. 17 years I'll be married during September. Guess what? No Michael K. I've got hair that people would die to have. Michael K. Nothing. I'm a fabulous driver. Michael K.'s got nothing to do with it. I'm one of the best friends you could ever have in your life. Zero to do with Michael K. Do not ever say to me, you wouldn't have the guts to say it to my face, Michael K's got nothing to do with what I am and who I am. I can work with Michael K. I can work without Michael K.
Jesus. I want to check the Malaysian podcast charts. See if he's top 50.
They say top 50 in every country.
Finland.
Does he have a top 50 in this nation? I feel more comfortable saying.
Because of Michael K, maybe.
Probably because of Michael K.
He's a stupid ass.
I kind of agree with the caller.
I do too. Like,
yeah.
Like, you could get someone better.
Yeah, should you just, hey, everything's perfect. So, I mean, they have a good record, so don't change anything.
I think that guy called him John a couple times too, which was pretty funny. Not Don.
The John and Don show. So that apparently is what you get on New York radio.
Well, and that's great because you can watch that too. Like, you could have seen him blow up.
Right.
I can't wait to go look at it.
I wanted to play you some audio. Yesterday I played the long version of this New York radio host who had a meltdown. And it was actually, to keep it all tied in together, it was a meltdown about Joey Gallo.
Mm-hmm.
They're very upset about Joey Gallo. Yankees fans are. And they got in an argument where the caller was saying he's worse than the host was saying. I don't know. He's hitting. Anyway.
They were arguing about how bad he's been?
Yeah, let me give you like about a minute and a half clip just to reset. This is what we played yesterday, and then we got a new one for today. But this was, his name is Don LaGreca. And he's with, I guess he used to be with WFAN, but he's now with ESPN in New York. So Don LaGreca is arguing with a caller. It was like a seven-minute argument. I cut it down.
Don, he makes outs, Don. That's how.
But, you're not even like, well, they've got the best. They've got a 14-game lead in the division, yo-yo. They've got a 14-game lead in the division. How is he hurting them? How is he hurting them?
No, you're not playing well. You don't sound foolish because you don't answer.
First of all, here's why you're a fool. You can't answer questions because I asked you 17 times. You haven't been able to give up with any kind of comprehensive answer on why he's hurting the team. Plus, I told you why he's in the lineup because he's a great fielder. You don't think fielding helps you win? Does fielding help you win? Does fielding help you win? That's three times. Does fielding help you win? Four times I've asked. Does fielding help you win? Five times. All right. So on the fifth time, you finally answer the question. All right?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, no. Oh, my God, to you.
Some of your comments are...
No, hold on. You have no comments. I'm at least answering your question. All you say is Don. I know my name is Don. How is he hurting them?
The question... So, Don, if they had a guy batting 300 in his spot, they'd be 25 games up. That's how he's hurting him.
Oh, my God.
Is that, you think so?
So that's what you need to do. Look, stop with your Michael K. I'm on the air. I worked at the Fan before Michael K. I do Ranger games without Michael K. 16 years doing pre and post for the Jets. Guess what? No Michael K. I got a podcast that's in the top 50 in every country on the planet. No Michael K.
Wow.
Fact check that, right? Didn't you? Determine his podcast isn't in the top 100?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
What about on Pluto?
Did Ham?
I think that was Jake.
Oh.
Or possibly Monty, since Monty was here yesterday. Anyway.
I'm a fabulous driver!
He went nuts. And then... apparently, Blake found another one. Now, how do we set this up? This is also New York radio?
Yeah, these guys are talking about the Mets. And Jeff McNeil, I guess, is an all-star for the Mets. And they weren't happy because he is out this series. And this is the last series before the all-star break. And apparently he's out because he's having a pesky kid. And apparently to one of the hosts, that's not a good enough reason to miss.
Okay.
Jeff McNeil, going into the series, is not in the lineup last night. It's like, man, the Mets are already shorthanded. Marte's out. McCann just hit the IL. What's going on? McNeil's on paternity leave. And I'm like, paternity leave? My first thought was, I'm a dad. I got two little kids. You want to be there for the birth of your kid. It's July. He's an all-star. He brings it every day. You know, go be with your wife. It's the right thing. Life takes precedence over this. A couple of my buddies were furious. Like, what a wimp. What a loser. I mean, how could this guy not be there?
But that's a fan being a fan.
Yeah, versus the Braves going into the all-star break a week out. I have friends that are like, I'll never look at McNeil the same way. And I'm thinking to myself, what? I do something way less important as far as money. I'm not making the money he's making. I work in radio and television and broadcasting.
We get paid in meatballs.
When my wife had our kids, I was back to work like a day later and because I didn't want to miss being there for the audience.
How many days
is he out? I'm not saying that's right.
I want to know how many games is he out. Just a series?
He's going to miss the series, but it's a big one. They said 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, man. I kind of agree with your friends, I think. I don't want to be on the wrong side of this, but I hate this story. Because I expect my players to be there, man. I do. I mean, it's the big leagues, bro. Big series. You get paid lots of money. You let the fans down. The fans are what make you. That's how I feel about it. I get mad when it, like, yesterday was a Monday. I'm like, oh, the Yankees are off. I get mad about that.
You get mad at off days?
I get mad at all. I gotta wait till today? So when there's a big series and one of your star players
isn't in the lineup, I get it. He had a beautiful moment, but he couldn't get out there for the game? Your thoughts?
I think that's...
Family's more important.
Wow.
I liked when he was talking about his own leave. Let me just...
Our kids. I was back to work like a day later, and because I didn't want to miss being there for the audience.
What would the audience have done with that?
It's the big leagues, bro.
They were like teeter-tottering on it, and then they finally just let loose with the real feelings about how...
Yeah, it seemed like the main host was kind of sort of understanding, but his co-host was not at all.
Which is just insane. I mean, come on.
He's mad at off days. That's how mad he gets.
Yeah, like I understand NBA load management, being frustrated with that if you're a fan and someone's just not playing because they want to rest. But if somebody had a child, then you give them whatever they need because that's a bigger moment than the game or the two games or the three games. I know it's hard to believe for some fans.
But I think we would talk about it had it been playoffs. Like if Luka had to miss game three or something.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Luka wouldn't do that.
It would be a discussion, but it is July baseball, and he's missing one series, and he's an all... Just let him go.
Where would you fall on, like, a golfer in their prime missing a major?
I mean, there's going to be more majors, and you're in your prime for a while as a golfer, so...
And
I think that one would be okay.
I mean, childbirth is such a miracle. No one can ever do it. It's very difficult to...
Have you ever done it?
Just saying. It,
touché. I mean, it's point. Kind of a lot.
If a high school girl could do it in a bathroom at prom...
And I think I really needed... well, interesting. I bet she needed some
extra
hands as
well. Just saying, we always talk about it being a miracle,
no,
but it's done 7 million times a day, right?
Right, but I'm talking about the
It's not really that big of a miracle.
I'm not saying it is. Well, actually, I do think it's a miracle, but I'm saying...
I mean, the sun came up also.
Every child is a miracle, Dan.
When you push out a human out of your body, you're going to need some help from somebody. And
how come they didn't back in the old days?
You prefer that person to be your husband because they, in fact, did that to you.
But the good old days, wouldn't the husband sit out in the waiting room or perhaps even not even be there?
Well, yeah, the actual birthing can be a doctor. And the husband's there for moral support. But I'm talking about when you get
home.
There
it is. Moral support.
Moral support.
So you're saying when you get home. But he's a, you know, he's making $1 million.
And he still will because he gets paternity leave. So take it.
He could just have the nanny take care of her.
Yeah, but you, I mean, the husband wants to be there with the baby. You got to get that skin on skin action. Am I right, Blake?
No. Blake wouldn't do that.
No. You don't have to do that.
Did you not do that ever?
No. Still haven't.
Really? Why not? Like, were you taking a stand against skin on skin?
Well, I know a lot of guys do it in the hospital, but I just didn't feel like being shirtless when nurses walked in.
Okay, well, you need to reprioritize things.
I don't know. I just don't think skin to skin is... He doesn't remember. They don't care.
Well, he might have loved you just a little bit more had you done it.
There'll be pictures that they could look back at of you holding... skin to skin, but they're not there now because you didn't do it.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't care to have them.
And then that's the one you recreate every year through their whole life.
He's 19 and I'm holding him.
Yeah.
He's curled up on your bosom.